This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh boy. Maryland, Denton, is a Final Four contender. I said it. I've got some info to back that assertion up, which I will get to shortly. That was Derek Queen last night, the best freshman Maryland has had since Joe Smith. Good morning, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Denton, you're getting married in 2 months. Hopefully you have done something nice or have something nice planned for your fiance. You good on that front?
We celebrated Valentine's Day last weekend because my future mother-in-law is coming into town this weekend. So we already got that situated.
Okay. Well, did you do that at home or New Orleans?
It was the day after I'd gotten back. That Saturday was dedicated to her and celebrating Valentine's Day.
Gotcha. All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. By the way, for those of you who like kind of weather updates from me occasionally when there is a storm in the distant future. Remember what Doug Kammer in the middle of our segment on Tuesday before the storm we had Tuesday night, and he was looking at one of the models, Denton, he was looking at the Euro actually, and he just kind of, you know, stopped in the middle of our conversation. He was wowed by what he was seeing. Well, next Wednesday, as in this coming Wednesday, as in 5 days from now, that would be, there's a chance for a major, not a minor, a major East Coast snowstorm slash blizzard. Whether or not we're going to partake in it depends on sort of the track. Right now, overnight, some of the models showed us getting feet of snow, not inches of snow, feet of snow. Now, it looks like New York and Boston may be, in this particular storm, in a better situation for those of you that want this snow and want the big, you know, major blizzard. We haven't had one since 2016. But a lot of agreement on all of the models for Wednesday. It would be kind of the Tuesday night, Wednesday into Thursday time frame. Of course, these things change all the time. And by late today, it may show the storm just going out to sea. But all the weather people, which I follow, they are getting rather fired up. And Doug was on this when we had him on Tuesday. And I know he is rather excited. He texted me yesterday. I've not heard from him after the overnight model runs. But if you are into big, big snowstorms, there is the possibility of one mid next week. Again, could miss us, or we could get just the lighter portion of it, and New York and Boston could get crushed, or it could go right out to sea. You never know with these things. But usually the big ones, like we had in 2016, like we had in 2010, 2009, December of 2009, they get kind of figured out early, and that's what's happening right now. So on Monday, if it's still there and it's still a possibility, we'll have Doug on the show to talk about it. Last night was a hell of a basketball game. Did you watch it, Denton?
I did, in the black uniforms for the Terps. They looked awesome last night. Queen was outstanding.
Yeah, they were black at home against Rutgers on Sunday, who was wearing red. And last night was kind of a black-red thing. Let me just tell those that may care about this. You may have heard about this. Typically, this becomes an issue when the NFL, back when they were doing the, you know, the colors Thursday night games, you know, where both teams wore dark jerseys. So there was a game in which Buffalo had red on and the Jets had green on. For anybody that knows anything about color blindness, and I actually have three sons, all of whom have some level of color blindness, it's greens and reds and browns that are usually the issue. And the game on Sunday, I was watching with my middle son, and Maryland was wearing black and Rutgers red, and he had a hard time distinguishing the players. So I don't think a lot of thought is given to that by teams and television. But remember, it happened, I'm pretty sure it was Jets-Bills maybe 6-7 years ago on a Thursday night. And, you know, that's when you hear about it, when there's an NFL game, not when there's a college basketball game. And people were saying, I'm colorblind. I have no idea which team is which team. And that was kind of the case last night. Anyway, I digress. What a basketball game last night. I mean, that was an entertaining game. Nebraska was favored last night over Maryland, who was ranked. Nebraska had won four in a row coming into the game last night. They had worked their way off the tournament bubble and into the field in almost every sort of bracket projection that was out there. And they're a good team. They were favored by a point and a half last night at home. They've got a great home environment in Lincoln. The game was really about Maryland's ability to build up leads and then watch Nebraska roar back on multiple occasions, but never quite get there. Maryland's biggest lead was 11 early in the second half. Nebraska came back, cut it to 4. Then Maryland extended the lead back to 9 with about 5.5 minutes to go. And Nebraska came back and cut the lead to 2 with 2 minutes to go. And then there were 3 straight possessions where Nebraska cut a 4-point lead to 2 and Maryland had to answer. And on 3 straight possessions, they delivered. Gillespie on a driving, playmaking reverse layup. Rodney Rice, Selton Miguel, shot makers, all of them. 3 for 3 with the game on the line. Terps win it. They close it out at the free throw line. Win it 83-75. Really good college basketball game last night. So a few takeaways for you Terps fans out there. And I know that a lot of you are starting to pay attention to this team because this is clearly the best team Maryland's had since 2020. You know, the Cowan, Stick Smith, Aaron Wiggins, Daryl Morcell team was a legit 2 or 3 seed as the Big Ten regular season champs, and they had a chance. Had there been a tournament in 2020, but there wasn't because of COVID, they had a chance to go very deep in that tournament. They were built for tournament play with an outstanding senior point guard, a big that was blowing up in Jalen Smith, and Aaron Wiggins and Daryl Morcell, who was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. This is the best team they've had since that team. In many ways, it might be a little bit better because of Derek Queen, their freshman, and I'll get to him in a moment. Maryland, for those of you just starting to pay attention to college basketball, has one of the best starting fives in the country. That's not an exaggeration. Last night, all 5 starters scored in double figures. In fact, Maryland's starters scored every single point for them. They won the game 83-75. All 5 of their starters scored in double figures and scored all 83 of their points. They had no points off the bench. Now, they were missing one of their best bench players, Gapare, who's had the flu the last 2 games. So they need him back, and they'll get him back. But 83 points from the starters. Maryland last night, for the 4th time this year, had all 5 of its starters finish in double figures. Only Kentucky nationally has had more games, 5 games, in which all 5 starters have scored in double figures. Right now, Maryland's starting 5 is the highest scoring starting 5 in the country. They're also, by the way, very good defensively. But they have, what makes them good, they have three shooters who are also all playmakers. So they got three guys in Gillespie, Rice, and Selton Miguel who can all shoot the three at dangerous levels. And they're all, especially Rice and Gillespie, they are really good playmakers off the dribble. So when they get people running at them to try to close them off and get them off the three-point line, they are able to make plays as scorers or passers. Gillespie in particular as the point guard, one of the better point guards in the country right now. So Maryland's starting five is outstanding. It is national championship caliber starting five. Now, I'm not going to call them a national championship team. I haven't seen enough of college basketball at this point. I've watched a lot of it the last 2 weeks, and we're going to see a game tomorrow, Auburn and Alabama, 1-2, and there are more athletic teams than Maryland. I don't know how many teams are as skilled as Maryland, but they have three guards, all of whom who can shoot it and playmake, and then they've got two bigs who are dominant at times on the post, and by the way, are playmakers as well. So number one, Maryland is a Final Four contender in part because of their starting five. It is legit elite. Number two, Derek Queen is Maryland's best freshman since Joe Smith. I put that out on Twitter last night, and I know a lot of you would say Mello Trimble. Mello was phenomenal as a freshman. There's no doubt. Joe Smith is a top 10 pick. You know, top 15 worst case. He has solidified himself as one of the most skilled big men in America, not for his class, for any class. And he's going to be a lottery pick in the NBA draft in June. 24-11 last night for Derek Queen. He has just, he's got all the skill, right? He's not a dominant athlete. You know, he's 19 years old or whatever he is, so he's not even filled out physically, but he is a large man. He's a large young man, and he's got great hands. He's got great feet. He can face. He can shoot. He can post. He can drive. He's gotten better defensively. He is a phenomenal rebounder. Last night, 24-11, 6-for-6 from the free throw line, 9-for-11 from the field. On Sunday against Rutgers, against, you know, two other super high draft picks, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey left that game. I talked about his performance on Monday. It was jaw-dropping, 29-15-5. 29-15-5 he had. He was the first freshman in the Big Ten to have that kind of a game in like 20-something years. He's really, really good. Thirdly, and this is where you have some legit data that's out there now on this Maryland basketball team. So most of you, I think, are familiar with the Ken Pom numbers, the Ken Pomeroy numbers. They are advanced statistics measuring college basketball teams. And Maryland right now overall in Ken Pom is 16 in the country. But they are the 16th ranked offensive efficiency team and the 22nd ranked defensive efficiency team. So College Basketball Report at CBK Report put this out last night. Since 2001, 96% of national champions have had a top 21 Ken Pom offense. Maryland's at 16. 91% of national champions since 2001 have had a top 31 Ken Pom defensive efficiency rating. Maryland's at 22. They are currently one of nine teams in America to have top 21 Ken Pom offensive numbers and top 31 defensive numbers. The other teams are Auburn, who's number one in the country, Florida, who's number three in the country, Duke, who's number three or five, depending on which bowl, in the country, Arizona, Texas Tech, Houston, Iowa State, Illinois, and Maryland. Those are the nine teams that fit that criteria right now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's my one pushback on my assertion that Maryland is a Final Four contender is a couple of things. Number one, they don't have any bench scoring right now. Does it matter as much in the NCAA tournament when the timeouts are longer and you get more time to rest? Maybe not. But foul trouble has been a problem for Maryland in losses. You know, especially if Queen and Gillespie and or Reese get in foul trouble. So one and done, anything can happen. We understand that to begin with, right? One and done. But Maryland is right now a team that is reliant on its starting five for scoring. Now, do they have guys that can score off the bench? Gapari's the one guy. He's been ill the last two games. They need him a little bit more to probably be a guy that can get you at least six, eight off the bench. Deshaun Harris-Smith is not a scorer. Maryland fans, you know that. Deshaun Harris-Smith gets out there. He's a rebounder. He's a defender. He tries hard. I like his attitude given where he is right now based on what we thought he would be a year ago, right? He's been upbeat and he's been ready to go. He's just not capable of being a consistent offensive player. In fact, he's not confident at all offensively. You see that when he plays. So Maryland's lack of depth, scoring depth, they've got defensive depth. They don't have scoring depth. Makes them vulnerable in a one and done because of potential foul trouble to key players. That's, you know, can you win four games in a row to get to the Final Four when you have literally no scoring off your bench? We'll see. Number two is, you know, they are a team with They're gelling, and this is not that much different than a lot of teams in America. I get it, you know, with the portal. But this is their first run together, and it might be their last run together. But basically, of the five starters, the four of them are brand new to the team. And they have gelled, and they do fit together. Kevin Willard did an excellent job in the portal. He found shooters. He found guys that could space the floor because they're shooting, and they fit together perfectly. And they really fit together with the two bigs. Remember one of the preseason concerns all of us had. How are Derek Queen and Julian Reese going to play together? Oh, they play together just perfectly. By the way, how about the improvement from Julian Reese? Even he now can face and take somebody off the dribble and play make. He had some excellent passes last night. Best Terps team since 2020. Best freshman, Derek Queen, since Joe Smith since Joe Smith came in 94. Melo's close. Merrill's had some great freshmen over the years, obviously. But in terms of a play, Joe Smith ended up, you know, after his sophomore year being the number one pick in the draft, he was the freshman of the year nationally. Derek Queen certainly right now has a chance. God, there are a ton of freshmen in the Big Ten, but I would imagine he's the front runner, maybe barely over the kid from Illinois. I think the Lithuanian kid from Illinois. Is he Lithuanian, Ukrainian, whatever he is? He's a top five, top 10 projected pick as well. But he's got a chance to be the freshman of the year, and the Terps are fun to watch. Really fun to watch. I guess bench, and then I think an overly athletic team, which you could potentially face, you know, in the second round of the tournament. You know, I think Maryland's got a chance to work their way into a top four seed at this point. They play three straight games at home. It's going to depend on how they finish. They've got six games left. If they can win four or five of the six they have left, four of them, you know, they're going to be in that 4-6 range seeding wise. Right now, they're pretty much a six across the board and climbing. They've got a shot to be a top 16 seed. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But they'll have to play it out. They'll have to win these games. They play Iowa Sunday. Iowa, terrible defensively, but they can shoot the three. They just went to Rutgers and won. They still have Michigan State at home. They have to play USC, a pretty talented team at home. They have to go on the road to play Michigan. That will be a massive game in early March. Michigan right now leading the Big Ten. The Terps are going to really be upset with a couple of the losses, a couple of the games that they let get away this year. They had a 17-point lead last week at Ohio State and blew it. They had a chance certainly against Northwestern on the road. And the game that they'll kick themselves for is Washington stinks and Maryland laid an egg. It's really the one egg they've laid this year. They just did not play well on their first trip to the West Coast. That was their first game. It was the night after New Year's. And they hadn't played like a legitimate game in about 2 weeks, and they played poorly. You know, you give them any one of those three games, and they're in the hunt for a Big Ten regular season title. As it is right now, they're three games back in fifth place, but loss column fourth. Or no, yeah, I think loss column fifth. But they got a shot to climb. They're really good. Denton, you watched last night. You've watched the Terps. Am I exaggerating their potential when we get to March?
No, not at all. You know, the fact that their starting lineup is as strong as it is really crucial, especially in the month of March, but they have really great guard play. Like, it's not just Derek Queen. As you mentioned, you know, the strength of teams that win the NCAA tournament is all about the guards and having guys that can shoot, create their own shots, create shots for others. I think between Gillespie and Rice, like, Maryland has two really, really good options in those departments. And we've seen over the course of the season that if they get hot shooting-wise, they're nearly impossible to beat. You know, there are a lot of teams that can score really, really well. I mean, we are going to see with Alabama this weekend going up against Auburn. I mean, Alabama for like 3 years has been one of the best scoring offenses in college basketball, but Maryland is at least in the same conversation there. So I definitely think if they can stay healthy and keep that five-man rotation as tight as it is, I think they're going to be in a really good spot.
I think the kind of team that they will struggle with, maybe, and I say struggle, they're not They don't look, when you watch them, like they're going to struggle against anybody offensively because of what you just said. They've got outstanding guard play, and they've got the ability with three of their three starting, you know, guards, Miguel, Gillespie, and Rice, to really space the floor. You've got to extend your defense, which leaves so much room in the middle of the floor for them to drive it, or for Queen to operate, or for Reese to get the ball in the post. They're very difficult to guard, but I think a team that is super athletic, 1-5, big, strong, athletic, 1-5, that can switch every single screen, that's the team that I'd like to see them up against and see how they fare. Because, you know, Gillespie's phenomenal, but he's not. I want to see a real physical guard against him, see what that looks like, see what it looks like with Derrick Queen. Look, Maryland's played some good teams, no doubt. And in the Big Ten, you've got some really good bigs. The matchup that I can't wait to see, which is coming, we're going to get a couple of them, okay, for Maryland. They've got some entertaining games coming down the stretch here. But to see Danny Wolf match up against Queen in that game in Ann Arbor on March the 5th, that will be an entertaining matchup. Michigan's got two bigs. I don't think their guards are great. I think Maryland's guards are better. I think Maryland might have the best guards in the league. Well, no. Purdue's got the best point guard in the league. Braden Smith might be the best point guard in the nation. I mean, I haven't watched enough to say that. I've watched Braden Smith for 3 years now. He's playing. I watched that game against Michigan. He's incredible. How many point guards are better than Braden Smith in the country, Denton?
Not a lot. I mean, he has experience. He's been at the he's played in really, really deep runs in March. So there's not a lot that are better than him right now.
Maryland's going to be favored in their final six games. They'll be favored in five of them. The at Michigan game, maybe not, but they've got three straight at home. Hey, Maryland fans, seriously, no reason not to have that building packed Sunday against Iowa, next week against SC, and the Michigan State game on February 26th. You know, they close with Northwestern at home. They've got Penn State on the road. Penn State's always been a problem for Maryland on the road, but they stink this year. They might be the worst team in the Big Ten this year. And that game against Michigan, the Michigan State and the Michigan games are going to be big-time games in the Big Ten. They're fun to watch right now. If you're making that transition from football to basketball, understand Maryland's really good. I mean, they are currently 16 in KenPom, 17 in KenPom. They are 16 in the net rankings. So that would, you know, based on the net rankings, that would put them as a top four seed in the tournament when they get there. And I would imagine that the bracketologists that are going to update their fields here in the next day or two, Maryland's going to probably be a 5 or a 6. I don't think they're going to be any lower than that. If they are, they don't know what they're talking about. You can't be 16 in the net and 17 in KenPom at this point and having won 6 out of their last 7 and not be closing in on, you know, a top 4 seed in a region. We'll see. I mean, they've blown some games. You know, they blew the Ohio State game. They were the better team, and Ohio State's been pretty good, you know, over the last month, month and a half. They had a 17-point lead, blew that one. They blew a lead at Northwestern. So, you know, they're last night, I swear to God, watching that Denton, I was like, oh, God, they can't blow this game because they've just been too good for too much of the night to go home with a loss. And when Nebraska came back and closed that lead to 2, you know, they were one stop away from having the ball with a chance to take the lead. But Maryland came up huge down the stretch, shot 58% for the game.
I think the bench needs to be a little bit better if they want to make a deep run. Because I'm just looking at it, and they took 2 shots.
I know.
Like
they scored no points.
That needs to be better.
Lenardi just updated his bracketology. He's got Maryland as a 6 currently. He's got him as a 6.
My guess is that changes by Tuesday. I think it does. He do it every Tuesday? Or does he do it every night?
I don't know.
I think he does it every week, so my guess is that that's going to change.
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska's in the field, still in the field even after their loss as a 10 seed. Maryland swept Nebraska after last night. Okay. Busy show today. Jordan Dejani from CBSSports.com will join us at 11. Tony Skin, the head coach of George Mason. They've won 10 in a row. He's going to join us at 11:35. Ben Standing at 12, and we will talk some college basketball with Robbie Hummel at 12:20. Last hour of the show, Robbie, excellent as an analyst. Last night he was in studio on the Big Ten Network, but Robbie Hummel is one of the best out there. I'm actually thinking at some point, Denton, this dude is going to be too big for the Big Ten Network. Don't you think?
He already is.
With what's respect,
he lives in Chicago, and yeah, the Big Ten Network is in Chicago.
Right.
But remember, during the pandemic, he was like ESPN's, I think he was number two or number three behind Billis when Vitale was out, and Walton was still in that space. But he was also doing stuff for the Bulls in Chicago. You know, when the time comes and it's time to elevate a new guy, Robbie Hummel is going to be the number two behind Jay Billis.
At ESPN.
Right now, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe in his contract, he can work at a bunch of different outlets. Right now, my guess is eventually that is not going to be the case.
He's excellent. All right. How much better can Jaden Daniels get? Aaron Schatz, DVOA creator, says probably not a lot better in year two. I'll tell you what he wrote next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com, or free and live on the Odyssey app.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.